The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's a living, edible masterpiece, and it's clear that the internet loves it.
It's very flattering, it's amazing, but yeah, it's also overwhelming.
The one-of-a-kind tree whose image has spread around the world. After this from Charlie. Sam Van Aken is an art professor at Syracuse University who never forgot his roots growing up on a farm in Pennsylvania. And one day, he found out that New York's Agricultural Experiment Station was going to rip out its entire stone fruit orchards for lack of money.
And for some reason, I felt that it was tragedy.
Because it was a living museum of heirloom plums, peaches, apricots, nectarines, and cherries going back 200 years. Varieties no longer cultivated mainly because they didn't ship well. So he took over the lease, and as he explained to CBS's Jeff Glor, proceeded to take cuttings.
When I started, it was a matter of essentially collapsing an entire orchard down onto one tree. That was the practical application for it, yeah.
That's what this tree is, an entire orchard in one.
Yes, yeah. Actually, it's a couple orchards in one of you.
40 different fruits growing from a single tree. What captivated the internet was an image of the tree blossoming not just in one shade, but in various shades of pink, red, and purple. And as he told an audience earlier this year, the symbolism is intentional.
By taking all of these heirloom, antique, and native species, grafting them onto the trees of 40 fruit, and then placing them throughout the country, in some small way, I'm creating my own type of diversity and preservation.
It takes 9 years for each tree to mature, and he plans to sell them for around $30,000 each so that he can create the living archive that the state of New York decided it couldn't afford. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.